Appearances by Softest Punk, a Sandman fanfic read by the Leon and She. Hello, love. A warm voice greets as Desire settles down at the bar. They look up at one hobgadling, much cuter than they imagined. They knew Dream had manifested a skull as dense as the core of a neutron star, but come on. Smiling, the brightest smile at them, and wonder if it end in bloodshed if they took him for a spin first. Probably. But it might be worth it anyway. "Can I get you something to drink?" he asks, polishing a pint glass, looking them over like they're the most gorgeous thing he's ever seen. As he should, appearing as exactly what Hob most desires is easier than making conscious decisions about their appearance. Desire smiles back at him. If Dream's not here to see them playing with his toys, what's the harm? "Whiskey. Something old," they say. Hob raises an eyebrow. "All right," he says, turning and pondering the top shelf before stretching up to grab a bottle. T-shirt riding up deliciously to reveal a tempting strip of skin and just a few curls of dark hair. Desire can't believe Dream hasn't hopped on for a ride yet. Hob watches them carefully as he pushes a glass across the bar. They pause to take in the scent of a bonfire in the dead of winter, and then take a sip. It is good. Hob's got excellent taste. With the exception of his choice of endless friends, no one's perfect. "I love it when you can taste all the years in something," Desire says, offering Hob a slow smile. "Age makes everything better, don't you think?" Hob flushes adorably. It's so unfair Dream saw him first.
"You're in a good mood today,"
Hob responds, prettily pink along his cheekbones.
"Why wouldn't I be?"
Desire crosses one leg over the other and leans back, arms wide, looking around the pub. "It's a beautiful day outside, and I found myself the best company I could ask for." Hob flushes darker, looking down at the bar as he wipes an imaginary spot off it. Desire watches him tuck his hair behind his ear, also flushed, and grins. "Glad you're happy," he says. And it's so soft and fond and yearning that it makes Desire pause. Pause lasts 3 whole seconds before a walking thunderstorm rolls in through the door, and Hob looks up, eyes widening.
"You busted."
Desire turns to face the chewing out they're in for, but they can feel Hob's eyes darting between the two of them, mouth hanging slack.
"What?" Dream pronounces in a voice that faintly rattles the window. "Are you doing?"
Desire shrugs, tipping back the rest of their whiskey. "Visiting a family friend?" The whole pub is staring, but then they would be, wouldn't they? Humans miss a lot, but 2 endless in one pub about to get into a slap fight. That'd draw anyone's notice. Dream opens his mouth to speak, but Hob puts a hand down on the bar between the two of them, drawing his attention. Desire turns to look and finds a pair of hopelessly lost brown eyes looking back.
"Why?"
Hob begins. "Are there 2 of you? For the first time since they manifested in the mortal realm, Desire looks down at themself. Heroically, they don't quite gag. "They're Dream." They twist to look at themselves in the mirror over the bar to confirm it. Dream's face, 2 of them, in fact, look back at them.
"Ew. Ew, ew, ew."
And they realize why and burst into laughter as they watch Dream come to the same conclusion. Hob still looks lost.
"He's the real one," Desire says, pointing at their stunned brother.
"All held up." They shake off the dream suit they accidentally manifested because it was what Hob wanted, and slip into something more like themselves.
"Okay,"
Desire says, looking between the two of them, grinning broadly.
"Sorry, Hob. You seem like a nice guy, and I hate to drag a crush kicking and screaming into the light like that. but here we are.
Desire does not, in fact, hate to drag a crush kicking and screaming into the light. It's where they either fly or fail.
Dream swallows thickly.
Hob looks like he's hoping the floor might open up under him.
And here I thought you were flirting with me.
Desire pouts.
He was flirting with you?
Dream asks, right on the verge of a pout.
No, dipshit.
He was flirting with you, Desire says. Be nice to your brother, Hob says.
Desire raises an eyebrow.
See? Dream. Hob. They both pause, looking away from each other, Hob polishing the bar again.
Let me just lay this conversation out for you, Desire says, leaning back again.
Hello, Hob. They imitate. My wonderful favorite sibling has just accidentally revealed to me that you want to jump my bones. Happily, I also want this.
You are not my favorite.
You wouldn't say that. Desire smirks. Dream and Hob's eyes meet for a split second, and the spark is so strong they have to look away again immediately before one of them combusts.
You saw what I saw.
Desire shrugs, sliding off the bar stool.
I will take gratitude in the form of dark chocolate and Prosecco, they add, patting Dream's arm on the way past.
If the ping they get from their realm on the way out is anything to go by, they've managed a good day's work. They don't hold out much hope for the gift basket, but it comes anyway. The end.